I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com. A 90-year-old Council Bluffs man is in intensive care after an early morning fire Sunday at his Council Bluffs home. The fire began around 2:30 a.m. Investigators say a smoke detector saved the lives of the elderly man and his daughter. Fire crews found the man in his bedroom. The fire had not spread to that part of the house, but the man suffered third-degree critical burns and smoke inhalation. Investigators say the man's daughter, who was also living in the home, told firefighters that she tried to reach her father but couldn't because the staircase was on fire. She called 911 and crawled out of a basement window. A woman from Corning was arrested early Sunday morning on an assault charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said 20-year-old Janelle Blazier of Corning was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. on a charge of aggravated assault. No other details about the alleged incident, which led to her arrest, were released. Blazier was being held at the Adams County Jail on $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said also that a call about a person in a Prescott residence Saturday night resulted in one arrest. Gary Johnson of Island Lake, Illinois, was taken into custody at around 9:10 p.m. on a charge of trespassing. When Johnson allegedly violated a court order banning him from the residence, the owner of the home asked deputies to take the man into custody. Deputies, with the assistance of the Adams County K-9 unit, arrested Johnson and brought him to the Adams County Jail, where he later posted bond and was released. A traffic stop in Adams County on Saturday evening resulted in the driver and passenger of the vehicle being arrested on drug and alcohol charges. Sheriff's officials say the vehicle driven by 24-year-old Ashley Parrott of Creston was stopped for speeding at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Upon further investigation, marijuana, open containers, and drug paraphernalia were located in the vehicle. Officials say marijuana was also located on Parrott when she was searched. The woman also refused to take a chemical test for OWI. She was brought to the Adams County Jail on charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, possession of an open container of alcohol, refusal to take an OWI test, and speeding. Parrott was also charged with supplying alcohol to a minor when a passenger in her vehicle, 18-year-old Mario Pantoja of Lenox, was questioned and searched. Pantoja was arrested and also charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He faces a charge of minor in possession of alcohol as well. Pantoja was brought to the Adams County Jail. An accident early Saturday afternoon in Adair County resulted in two people being sent to the hospital. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2005 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 41-year-old Nicole Rainey of Grant was traveling in the eastbound lane of Interstate 80 about 3 miles east of Stewart when the vehicle hit a patch of ice. The van slid into the median and struck a 1998 Chrysler Sebring that was already in the median facing westbound due to an earlier weather-related incident. The van came to rest on its wheels facing westbound in the median. Rainey and a passenger in the vehicle, 14-year-old Mackenzie Rainey, also from Grant, were injured and transported by Stewart Rescue to Mercy West Hospital in Des Moines. The Sebring was unoccupied at the time of the crash, which occurred at around 12:10 p.m. And Lenox police said over the weekend a Messina man was arrested late Friday night in Creston. 47-year-old Roy Lyles was taken into custody by Lenox and Creston police on two felony counts of second-degree sexual abuse. The charges stem from an investigation by the Lenox Police Department into allegations that Lyles committed various sexual acts with a 6-year-old female in Lenox over a period of several months. Lyles was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. The investigation continues and additional charges are possible. And that is a check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.